2, 1, begin transmission.
God, as usual, that time is not even close to being correct. The actual time is 1930 UTC. It's always 1930 UTC. And what do we do at 1930 UTC? Well, we do the Dubious Goals Committee. That should be quite obvious to anybody listening at this point. So let us begin. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And when I'm not chairing a Dubious Goals Committee, you know what I'm doing. I'm drinking tea. So good. Oh, yeah. And the first thing that we need to do after we drink tea is to go straight to the numbers. So, let's find the numbers lady. Oh, wait, there's numbers lady right there. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 2, 1, 3, number 3, 6, 6, number 4, 4, 9, number 4, 5, 6, number 5, 8, 0. Thank you.
Oh, you are very welcome, numbers lady. Those were some good numbers, and numbers lady sure sounded like she was feeling a little bit better today. So the next thing we need to do is to drink more tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. It's so good. All right. So what do we do next? Well, the next thing we do is we listen to some weird random audio, seemingly selected purely at random, but it's not quite. So what do we got?
Friends, explanations don't help. You don't need an explanation. You need God.
Yeah, let me tell you what else you need. You need marmots. So, what am I going to do about the whole glasses situation here? Let's switch. I'm taking off sunglasses and putting on my moon glasses. And now, we're going to get out of the car. All right, that was some lovely random audio that we just had. But now it's time to look for some marmots. And as much as I want to look for marmots right now, what are all these hawks doing? I'm witnessing some really peculiar behavior from a couple of red-tailed hawks. I have come out to, what is technically Tranquility Park, the north side of Tranquility Park, because we're going to look for some marmots in the creek and various other areas in or around my secret mushroom ground. And as I was pulling into the park parking lot here, there was some red-tailed hawks hopping around right at the entrance. They were doing something. Were they shredding something up? Were they eating some type of little dude? They very well might have been. And now they're still flying around doing stuff. So I've walked up here to the edge of the creek, and I'm looking down. This is the little tiny creek that goes through Tranquility that then feeds into the Big Papio Creek. And I'm looking into some known marmot areas, and I'm not seeing much of anything right here. We need to get around this little bend here and see what's going on up here. So let's get on the path here. And there's dog tracks on the path. Now, all right, up here we've got some known marmot holes. And some wind is picking up. And this is the area where we find a lot of mottis. Where did those hawks go? See, one of those hawks, he flew back in this direction. He's in those trees over there somewhere. Okay, so as we kind of creep up here, I'm trying to look into areas. Now, the funny thing is that now the position I'm in... Hey, wait a second. Am I looking at something? Am I seeing something? Am I seeing something that looks like a Mati head? That does look like a Mati head. Is it actually a Mati head? Or is that some kind of clump of grass or a log that looks like a Mati head? It's not moving. Should I get closer? It's, let's see, there's 10, 20, 35 meters away. And it's right in a spot where I know there's a big marmot den. It's on this little point. It's on this little point where the little creek goes into the big creek. Okay, we're moving up. Is this the first marmot of the year? That looks a hell of a lot like a marmot face watching me very carefully. The sun is sort of in a bad spot. This marmot, this potential marmot, is between me and the sun. So I'm only seeing a head in silhouette. And yeah, that's a marmot, all right. I'm 90%, 95% sure that is a Mati. Yeah, that's gotta be a Mati, because it looks like a Mati. It's the same shape, and it just moved, and it went down into its hole. Yeah, now we got... Damn it. These parks guys have gotten out behind me, and they've got their little goddamn drone. And I didn't bring my drone gun, although I did think about it. All right, that marmot has gone down into his hole, so we're going to approach. We are going to approach, and I'm going to look back behind me to make sure I'm not spooking any other marmots over here. Yeah, no, we're good. Okay, so I'm going to come up on this hole. We saw the first Mati of the year! Yay! Okay, this is good news. We know that this big giant den back here is in use. Oh, wow. And not only is the den in use, it has been expanded. And there are Mati trails. And here's another exit hole from the big den and trails that go down into the creek where they can get yummy drinks of marmot water. All right, I'm gonna come up, and of course, I did not bring my camera today. Not that we would have gotten a shot of this guy, we would not have. Oh, here's the other hole. I forgot about this hole. Oh, yay! We saw Mati. We got the first marmot of the season. And this is the hole he was in. Hello, Mr. Mati, I'm leaving. I'm not gonna hassle you. Okay. Sweet. All right, I'm backing off. We've got one marmot. We spotted a Mati today. I knew we might be able to do this. I knew as soon as I saw how sunny it was when I got up this morning, and yes, I did actually wake up in the actual morning, the anti-meridian. I got up and I said, oh, it's been sunny and warm for a couple days. I wonder if there's any marmots out there. The answer is yes. Yes, there are marmots out and about. All right, so drone guy's got his drone out. This is one of the parks guys. I don't know what he's looking for, but he's apparently scanning for something. I thought maybe it was going to be electrical guys. Maybe they were going to check the power lines, but no. We are now just flying above trees and shit. And there's another marmot den right around here somewhere. It's, hey, is this a Mati trail up here? Maybe. Yeah, the Matis like to get into these rocks. Let's look down in here. Not seeing anything, and I'm not seeing anything that would lead me to believe that there's any Mati's running around. All right, so Parks guy with the drone is where I need to go. So we're gonna try to get around this guy. Don't know what he's doing, flying his drone down in the creek, examining various things, looking at the pipe bridge that the raccoons like to use when crossing the creek. All right, so I don't want to get on the bike path here because it looks too muddy. And this is where I like to fall down, right here, when it's muddy. So we're going to just kind of avoid this bit. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, this trail is pretty chewed up. Ooh, still slippery though on the sides. Be careful, Tobe. Okay, the bad news is, I don't know what marmots think about drones or how marmots feel about the noise made by drones. So, is this guy spooking my Mati's? I don't know. We need to get around this little bend, go over this little tiny wooden bridge. Do 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 do. All right. And now we are in defilade of the creek banks, so no Mati's can see us right now. Before we go up this little hill, I need to check this tree, because there have been times when we have walked up here and there was a Mati sitting in the tree, because marmots will sit in trees, but I do not see any today sitting in the tree. Is there a bird up there? Is there a big bird sitting on the edge of that branch, or is that just wacky broken thing? Yeah, no. No action on the tree, but we have an interesting little path here. I want to check it out. This little path goes up to the big scary tree. Now drone guy is behind me. I'm going to walk up this little path. Are there any Mati's hanging around here? No, see, this is where they get access to that other little stream. All right, I'm kind of looking into the sun. I don't want to be looking into the sun, but I am now coming back to the creek bank. Oh, there's my other red-tailed hawk flying around way over there. And I'm looking at other known marmot den areas. I don't see any marmots. And I'm also looking at that other tree, that tree that where the marmots like to sit and hang out. Wait, there's something moving. No, just the wind. That is not a lawnmower or a weed eater that you hear. That is the guy with the drone following me around. And now maybe going the other way. Okay, so let's go further up here. Look for some more Mati's. There's some dens up here. And none of this stuff looks like it's in use. Don't fall down into the creek, Tobe. That would be bad. Yeah, I'm not seeing signs. And I'm not seeing tracks down in that mud either, which is pretty darn unusual. All right, well, let's just keep moving. Ooh, what's this? I see tracks. See, dog tracks, dog tracks, dog tracks. What's that? That is raccoon tracks. Okay, so we've had some raccoons running around out here. That's cool, too. We like our snoodler buddies. Our Nebraska Tanuki buddies. All right, so boy, it's been a while since I've been out here. I forgot, yeah, they changed the trail because this got washed out. Let's go check out the washed out area. This is where the little waterfall used to be in the creek. And it's still there to some extent. It's just not nearly as cool. Am I standing on an overhang? I think I am. Yeah, I hope everything doesn't collapse, and I hope I don't fall 4 meters down into the creek. I could potentially get hurt. Speaking of being potentially hurt, I woke up again this morning with that hamstring thing giving me some pain, but now it's gone again. Glad I'm getting plenty of exercise, although I did go a little bit crazy yesterday. I probably walked around too much yesterday, and I did end up getting kind of sore, but that's the danger of this type of season. Oh, look at there. Okay, there's some Mati footprints in the mud. Yeah, I see Mati footprints, but I cannot see which way they're going. I don't see... Well, if I was a marmot, which way would I be going? Well, it could be either direction. But, yeah, no, I bet he was over there and he came this way. Okay, let's keep moving up, slowly but surely. Yeah, this is the season, marmot season, in which I have to be careful. Only because, you know, I've been so sedentary for the last 3 months. It's been winter, so I have got no exercise whatsoever. And now I'm outside every single day running around, walking for miles, which for my metric friends are kilometers. I think I walked like 7 or 8 kilometers yesterday, 7.5 kilometers yesterday, which, yeah, it's not a lot. It's not that far, but, you know, when you haven't been walking at all for the last 3 or 4 months, you end up being a little bit sore. So that's what I'm doing today, being careful with my walking. Walking up to the creek to see if I can see any more tracks in the mud. No, there's a little trail here for a few feet, but I can't make out any tracks or anything. All right, let's go up here a little bit further. Looking for marmots. Oh, that reminds me. We had the first tornado sirens test of the season earlier today. Oh, about an hour ago, while I was still at home, and I started freaking out. Tornado, tornado. And see, the tornado siren test is on Wednesdays now. You know, all my life as a child growing up, you know, it was always... Ooh, there's Mati tracks. It was always the first Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. And now it's like either the first or the second Wednesday of the month, depending on the moon phase and blah, blah, blah. And it's sometime between 11 and noon. They don't even have an exact time for it. And so it's always apt to freak me out. But it did remind me. It did remind me to remind you that here on Dubious Goals Committee, if we have a tornado, I will let you know all about it. If there is a tornado happening anywhere within a 30-mile radius of where I am at any given time, Dubious Goals will be there. Because, you know, everybody should have the dubious goal of experiencing a tornado at least once in their life. And I'm trying to remember, did we have any tornadoes on Dubious Goals Committee last year? I don't think we did. But we had 2 or 3 the year before that. So hopefully we'll have some good Dubious Goals tornadoes today. I mean, you know, this season. We're not having any tornadoes today. I can tell. Just by the nice, lovely weather we're having. Okay, so I'm still sort of walking upstream of the little creek that goes through here. And I've gotten to the part where... Oh yeah, there's a marmot den over here. I wonder if we should bother checking it. Yeah, we might as well. Yeah, no, it's completely covered. Completely covered. Doodly-doo-doo. So we're coming to the part where they've made the new road that goes through the park to the other side of the park that has to cross over this little creek. Why did they need to do this? I have no idea, considering they already had a road and it's still functional and it's just up there. I guess having this road go through here saves them from having to drive an extra, 40 meters. Okay, yeah, so looking down into the culvert, nothing interesting. Nothing interesting going down. Wind is picking up a little bit. Getting that crosswind. Gonna turn it down for a second till I get back into some tree cover. Doodly doo doo, doodly doo. Okay. Gotta go back up on the gain. Sorry about all that horrible wind noise, but we're approaching another marmot den. And I think the first time I ever saw a marmot out here was in this den right here, right up against the path. It looks like it's in use. It looks like it's cleared out. It looks like there's little loose dirt. Yeah, there's a little loose dirt and there are footprints. Hey, did I just see something? I'm looking across the creek. There's another den right there. We need to get on the other side of this den to see if there's a Mati sticking his head out over here. Where's my Mati? There's Mati prints on top of this dirt mound. Okay, well, I do not see any marmots hanging out right here. But there might be one or two down in the hole, because here on this top of this pile of dirt, there are marmot tracks. There's marmot tracks up and down this little area. I can see marmot tracks everywhere. Matis have been hanging out here. And they're probably listening to me right now saying, yeah, we're hanging out here right now too, dude. We're just staying underground. Underground. And I was about to start singing some kind of song about being underground, and I can't think of any. Oh, wait, sure I can think of one. How does it go? Got to get me underground. I'm underground. It's the David Bowie theme song from the movie Labyrinth, starring, what's her name? Cutie McCute Face. And blah, blah, blah. What's the name of that song? It might be Underground, sung by David Bowie. As the Goblin King. All right, let's go up here. The path splits here. The new path goes that way. The old path is now blocked by trees and stuff. Look at that right there. That's obviously a marmot path. This is also a marmot area. But I'm not seeing any marmots. All right. This is also one of my favorite mushroom areas. This is a great place for brown cups right through here. Puffballs. We get all kinds of great mushrooms up in here. So now we're just going to come up here, walk around the fallen down tree. This is the big zone for fallen down trees. We go over this little bridge. That's the log that has eyelash cups on it. There are birds flying around and making noise in the bushes and freaking me out because I keep thinking, oh, I'm going to see some dudes. Okay, here's a great puffball area. Lots of puffballs will start growing here pretty soon. But yeah, everything is still brown. Everything is still brown and gray. And that's a good puffball area. And there's a marmot den right down in here. Oh my god, and it looks like it's dug out. No. It looks like somebody started to dig it out and then didn't finish. Somebody started digging this den out. Okay, it was a mati, because that's what matis do. They like to dig and dig and dig. Looking across the creek, under tree roots, looking for hiding matis, looking for crouching dragons and hidden marmots. Not seeing any. So now we need to get up here. We need to get up here and look down into the, what do we call this area? The chasm of despair, the pit of despair. Yes, there's a beautiful chasm eroded by the creek. It's a canyon, except small. And there's holes in the walls of these canyons where matis like to live. And they like to sit on those logs. Like those logs down there. And, oh, I see a piece of fence. A wooden fence got blown down here. Okay, look at that hole. There's an interesting hole that has paths going up to it that looks like it's in use. And yes, I can see mati footprints down in the mud, along with other stuff. Like turkey footprints. There's turkey footprints down in there? I think so. Why would the turkeys go down there? Nobody knows. Okay, still looking at holes in the canyon walls. Looking for my mati buddies. Ugh, not seeing much of anything. Let's go up here into the mushroom zone. Although last couple years this has been kind of sketchy for mushrooms. This is traditionally one of my big oyster plots. There's tons of oysters in here. These logs here, those logs there. Oh, look, here's some old puffballs on this log. Okay, look at that hole. I'm looking at holes in the sides of a cliff. What about this hole over here? This hole over here is not in use. Those holes in the sides of the cliff may or may not be in use. I don't know. All right, let's just go up here a little bit further. Check one last spot. One last known marmot area. Looking at all my logs. It won't be long now. These logs are going to start producing mushrooms. Okay, looking up into the trees. All right, looking back down into the pit of despair towards some known marmot areas. Okay, there's some tracks, and there's a trail. And there's some holes, but I'm not actually seeing any marmots. Oh, sure, we're seeing signs of marmots. Signs of marmot activity. And this is all very good news. This is all very good news, but I'm not actually seeing any more marmots. That's okay. Oh, I'm going to turn around and start heading back. I don't care if I don't see any more marmots today, because I already saw one. And best of all, it was that, you know, it was that go-to direct marmot. I knew right where to go today. I thought, if I'm going to find a marmot today, where's it going to be? Yeah, Tranquility, at that point where it goes around the creek, from the creek, into the creek, to the creek. And I was right. And there was our mati sitting there, looking at me, going, what's this guy doing? And I was thinking, hey, is that a marmot, or is that a stick, or is that a clump? And it turns out it was a marmot. So, we have spotted the first mati of the 2020 season. Oh, here on DGC, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.